Well, welcome everybody, and I appreciate you coming in on this cold night here, and we're going to kind of keep this brief and to the point, but the company and I felt like this was so important because this is the time of year that people tend to lose control, and this seems to be the biggest thing that comes into my office, and what we all talk about is weight loss, weight loss, weight loss, and we all feel better as we lose weight. It's not just the cosmetic portion of it, but the beauty that we know is that Dynamax can get you there, and it can get you there the right way, and not get you there as just a fad. So, you know, how much can you lose in 2017 is what I want to talk about tonight with Dynamax. For those of you, I think most of you know me already on the call, but I've been practicing 19, almost 20 years, and I have a fellowship and a couple of masters in herbs, nutrition, and medicine, which I always tell people just kind of makes me the nerd herb girl. But I do love this stuff. I do think it's important. It makes a difference in people's lives every day, and that's why we have Dynamax. So let's review first what Dynamax has. Okay, so we've got a lot of products on the slate. We're going to kind of run through them, just do some salient points tonight, but I want to get some important things in. And we'll talk about the fact that we're going to get energy from Dynamax. We're going to sleep with Dynamax. We have our meal replacement, which is what we really need right now in this weight loss. We've got our probiotic for our gut. We've got our antioxidants. And what I really want to hit home tonight is we have that appetite control. We know we have our B4 too, which if we're going to work out, we want to keep that going because that helps us. But I really want to focus on the appetite control. So moving on. So why do we gain weight? So if you can see, we're the largest country. We have been for a long time, and the statistics just keep growing and growing. It's well up actually now pretty much 50%. And why is that? And this is what Dynamax, this is a question that Dynamax asks. Why is this? Is it? We know that it's stress. We know it's a poor diet. We know it's insomnia. We know we're exposed to toxins every day. At the end of the day, we're all just very toxic, or what we call inflamed. We've sort of broken our metabolism. And I always explain to my patients in the office, anytime that you are trying to lose weight and you cut your calories or you eat less and you don't lose weight, it means you've broken your metabolism. And so you don't have the ability to utilize your calories correctly, and things are kind of clogged up in there and toxic, and that's kind of what happens to us. So, you know, so why do we gain weight? Let's talk about stress. So I'm sure everybody can identify, if you happen to have the slides in front of you, with this poor woman on the slides, because we all live that every day, just tons of stress. And what we don't understand is what that's doing to us internally, how it's messing up our blood sugar, our thyroid, our immune system. We can't sleep, we're irritable, we're very acidic, we just tear up our poor little guts, and we just live on these total 24/7 adrenaline buzzes. And that actually increases our appetite. And this is kind of where it all really starts. For the top 10 reasons of why people gain weight, 1, 2, and 3 are definitely stress. All right, so then let's go on to our next problem, and that's our poor diet. Now everybody I know seems to know about dieting, and that's why, and I always like to call it dieting, because we're not doing it right. We're hurting ourselves. We're getting ourselves closer to trouble. We know that it is predicted before 2050 that 98% of this country is likely to be overweight unless something happens. And we know that starvation diets are completely wrong. They have a 5% success rate, but yet that's how we do it still. And we know that we're just taught to count calories. We're worried about quantity. We don't worry about quality. And we also have studies. The federal government has studies proving that up to 75% of us are vitamin and nutrient deficient. So we know the problem. We definitely know the problem. So let's go on here. So we all know, right, that good carbs, bad carbs, sugar, good food. I just want to make sure that everybody understands that there is a difference, and we've got to stick to the healthy, complex, man-made, natural carbs versus these sugars. Sugars are 8 times more addicting than cocaine, and they're so readily available. I think people don't realize that just a simple glass of orange juice will have 6 teaspoons of sugar in it. We know that a can of Coke is so acidic that it takes 32 glasses of of water to counteract the pH in it. So your body has to do that, and it's very resilient, and it can, but can you imagine the amount of work that it has to do? And just think of our poor kids. So now let's look at our fats, and we went for years and years on this no-fat craze and this and that, and what we didn't understand was there's good fats and bad fats. And unfortunately, a ratio of 20 to 1 is our bad to good fats. And it's actually supposed to be 4 to 1 good to bad. And we are 20 to 1. That's horrible. And it's every day. And again, it's not necessarily all our fault. It's hidden. It's everywhere you look, everywhere you turn. It's easy. It's cheap. It's convenient to eat bad. So that's the first thing we're going to concentrate on. So this next slide talks about how much real food can you have. I just wanted to put that up there. Look at the difference. It's plainer than day. And I just stuck with the Big Mac. I didn't even include if you added French fries and a Coke. And remember, a lot of our children are having that adult meal too. Look what we can replace it with. And just look at that. Just look at the difference in those two foods. A Big Mac to this fruit and grilled chicken and yogurt, and you just feel better looking at the good food than you do looking at the bad food. It's just common sense. We have all this toxic exposure going on. We have gluten that's in our wheat. We have all these artificial sweeteners, MSG, soy, and just even simple things like eggs, milk. We're getting a lot of food sensitivities because everything's been so manipulated. We know we have contaminated water. Arsenic is still the number one heavy metal that I find in my patients now, arsenic. Second would be lead, and then it would be mercury because there's so much mercury in fish. And then there's so much lead in our cosmetic ingredients. We have hormone issues because our meats are so pumped up with hormones. And then, of course, the all-ever-famous high fructose corn syrup and trans fats. Again, these are altered foods to allow for a mass volume and long transportation, and which is necessary now these days, but it doesn't come without a cost, and that's what we need to remember. Now, I talked about stress being 1, 2, and 3, and then poor diet. Well, after that, it's definitely the insomnia. And this is especially where I like our lights off, because lights off actually hits the natural sleep cycle. It allows you into that natural cycle, not a fake medicated sleep, in two different stages of the sleep cycle. And we know that 70% of us have sleep issues, and it is only at sleep that you build up. Every other time you're tearing down. And any time we're without sleep, we have poor focus, we aren't thinking, we know we age faster, we're tired, of course, irritable, and that adrenaline never gets squelched. It never gets counterbalanced. So again, we're on that 24/7 adrenaline cycle, and that adrenaline, that cortisol, that just tears up the body. We get our best hormone production between 2 and 6 a.m., that's where we actually have REM between 2 and 6 a.m. We get our best hormone production between 10 and 2. So a lot of people that go to bed late do REM, and they do kind of reboot the brain, so to speak, but they lose that hormone phase, and their hormones are so out of whack. And remember, there's more to hormones than just male female hormones. You've got insulin, you've got your stress hormones, you've got it's a whole balance. It's all about balance, and that's what lights off provides, and that's why we need lights off with in the product in a daily regimen. Okay, so let's talk about what weight loss does for lights on. Now, we know that lights on does a ton of stuff. We know all the areas that it can help. We've talked about it numerous times, but I kind of wanted to hone in on the weight loss part of lights on, because many, many, many people are examples of how much weight they can lose with the lights on, lights off combination alone. And we know it has our fibrosol in it. That's your appetite suppressant that makes you feel full. We know the angelica root helps with digestion. We know hawthorn increases blood flow to the gut, to the brain, as well as the bacopa and the urethero. Urethero is very good at bringing that adrenaline down that I was talking about. Then we've got, and remember I talked about the metabolism being broken, so we need our green tea and our taurine and our resveratrol to help fight those antioxidants, those bad cells. We're such a bread society that we have a lot of mold and a lot of yeast that kind of clogs up the system. You can't lose weight if you have internal yeast, that it hides in the gut and the sinuses, and that's what Poda Arco does. Acai are very, very powerful antioxidants. And then the vitamins. Don't forget about the vitamins. The vitamins are required to make reactions happen in the body. I call them the hammers and the nails and the screws. They may not actually be the parts to make a product, but you can't make the product without the tools, and that's what vitamins are. And then tyrosine is very, very good at convincing our brain that we're satisfied as well, because it affects the dopamine. That's kind of our vitality, this kind of gives us our mojo and our well-being in our brain. So Lights On very, very much is directed to weight loss as well, and it's been very successful among many other things. So let's talk about Lights Off. Remember I said we've got to have lights on, lights off. We need to have the balance. So we got to sleep. If we're not sleeping and we're not detoxing and we're not cleaning up our gut, we are not going to lose weight. And you can starve all day long. You can eat what you might not like as the best food that is the most appealing, or you could cut your portions, or you can run 10 miles. You can do all those things. But I am telling you, unless you fix the things I'm addressed that the lights on can do and the lights off can do, the gut, the sleep, the detox, you're not going to get anywhere. You're going to stall. You're going to be in a plateau. So we know L-theanine, it initiates sleep, that good stage one initiation, because it cuts mind chatter when you're going through those lists and you can't go to sleep. We know that we need serotonin in our brain. It comes from the gut. And 5-HTP is actually what makes serotonin. We've got milk thistle, the best liver detox ever. Our aloe vera is very good for our digestion. Again, we're going to initiate sleep with melatonin and our lavender and chamomile. And then we're going to calm the brain. We're going to calm that adrenaline with our GABA. The valerian root helps the brain with that sleep pain. We'll need to worry a little bit about the flow and oxygen, so the cells are healthy, and pomegranate comes in there with the heart. And our reishi mushroom, very, very good for supporting the immune system. It's very good for our sexual health as well. I thought I'd throw that in there, but we do know that it also is a weight loss activity as well. So if moving on to tonight, what I really, really wanted to hone in on was you guys are going to need help. And I should order this by the caseloads. You're going to need help through this holiday and through the new year, and that's what the appetite control is all about. So if we look at the main ingredients of appetite control, we go back to the brain, and we go back to controlling the appetite, we go back to the blood sugar, and that's the three magic bullets that appetite control has. It has that 5-HTP again, like we saw earlier, that's going to produce our serotonin. That is your brain chemical of happiness. That's how you feel satisfied. Even satisfied with hunger, we know that 5-HTP leads to serotonin. So we're doing this naturally. We're supplying our own body, and you sure use up your 5-HTP and your serotonin in stress, guys. Let me tell you. So back to tyrosine, we need that dopamine, our get up and go, our motivation. It's what gives us our willpower. And tyrosine goes right to dopamine. And then chromium, long-standing, used a long time in weight loss industry. In fact, you've probably seen it a lot on Dr. Oz's show and things like that, how well it can help blood sugar, how well we get our energy from blood sugar. Unfortunately, we throw too much at us, and our body only uses a little bit, and the rest goes straight to fat. And chromium basically helps you keep all that under control and helps you utilize your sugar better. And it works wonderful. So moving on to maximize, and I know I'm running through these kind of quickly, but I just wanted to touch on them each, and you guys can look back at this later in the back office. But maximize came about because we had to do two things. When we're getting better, we had to clean up the gut. That's where it all starts. Bad food, stress, tear up the gut. And And two, we had to slow down the toxins and slow down the process of everything this environment throws at our body, both internally and externally. And we do that with our OREC value. That's your oxygen radical absorbance capacity. That's what that stands for, O-R-A-C, OREC value. Daily or recommended OREC value by the government is 2 to 5,000 a day. That's kind of what the typical person needs, at least. Maximize has 14,000 in one serving. And it's went with this dose because we've so overloaded ourselves. And we aren't getting our 2 to 5,000 because we're not eating foods with good OREC value anymore. We just aren't. It's those complex carbs. It's those fruits, those vegetables, and we're not getting them. No one's getting their 7 to 9 servings of vegetables and their 2 to 5 servings of fruits. And so we're not even getting our recommended value. So we had to kind of super supplement. And that's why we chose that. We put a probiotic in it to clean up the gut, a really strong Lactobacillus sporanges, because that way it can get all the way down to the gut before it starts to work and it doesn't get tore up in your stomach and the upper GI tract and it's basically just a waste. So we really put a resilient probiotic in there. We've got a little Nature's Aspirin in there. It's in the white willow bark. That is going to help with decrease some inflammation in the body, calm it down. I mean, at the end of the day, if we don't clean up the gut, you don't have an immune system. And if you don't have an immune system, good Lord, you're never going to lose weight. The GI tract is responsible for 70% of your immune system. Again, we have to address everything, the immune system, the gut, the stress level. That's what weight loss is about. It's not about having no calories or less than 500 calories or that kind of thing. So now let's move on to a little bit more health, and that's our meal replacement shake. So we, first of all, I don't want any breakfast skippers. 50% of America skips breakfast. How in the world, you have to put gas in your car to go. You don't expect it to run on fumes. Well, what happens is when you run on fumes during the day, again, we're very resilient people. What we do is we throw in adrenaline, and adrenaline keeps us going. Well, we already have enough stress. We already have enough adrenaline. Why do we want to run on adrenaline all morning and just slow our metabolism down that much more and throw our hormones off that much more and our sleep cycle off that much more? It doesn't make sense. Everybody has got to get this through their head. It doesn't make sense. Plus, our standard American diet is just so poor in the morning. It's really bad carbs. It tends to be syrups and pancakes and breads and a lot of cereal, a lot of inflammatory milk. Those milk, you're probably for calves, you guys. If you're going to do milk, do almond. Maybe soy, but do a calm drink that is not so toxic or so hard on the body. What I like about the meal replacement shake is it's pre-digested already. You're basically just getting already broken down proteins, because the gut already is in trouble. So you're getting already broken down pre-digested amino acids. And you can adapt this to anybody's taste. And we're going to correct nutritional deficiencies in this. It's all designed. It's all placed to have what we're missing, what we're deficient in. We're going to put those vitamins and minerals back in. So let's look at Dynamax. With Dynamax, everybody is going to be bigger, better, healthier. And I mean that from the bottom of my soul. If you look at what it can do, it helps our stress. It has an appetite suppressant. It's going to get better blood flow. It's going to increase our metabolism. It's going to detox our body. It's anti-inflammatory with its glucosamine and its antioxidants. It's going to calm us, put us to sleep, but yet we can still get energy and focus. And we're going to manage our blood sugar better. The combination of lights on and lights off does that whole entire list. And with that, that's where weight loss comes. That's how you're going to lose weight in 2017. It's the only way. Otherwise, you're going to fall into that 100% that start, 95% that fail. And this is the way to do it. So I'm just going to run through the regimen that I like, how to make weight loss possible with Dynamax. So I think you should be doing a lights on in the morning and a lights on in the afternoon. Not too late, because I don't want you to be awake. The appetite control, you can do 1 or 2 tablets. So you can do that just about any time you're hungry. Just give it about 20 minutes to work. It does a great job. I you still have to adhere to the rules of a reasonable diet. And that's basically meats, fruits, vegetables, nuts, eggs, water, tea, coffee. You got to get rid of the sugar drinks, and you got to basically remove as much flour and sugar out of your diet. If it's white, it's not right. It just isn't. When you're trying to lose weight, and really in an everyday diet, that should be all. That should be down to such a minimum. Water intake, a minimum of 60 ounces a day, minimum. And if some people combine their water intake with lights on, and I think that's okay. But I sometimes think I don't want lights on being your only beverage of the day. We do need to throw some water in there. We got to flush the kidneys. We got to flush the skin. We got to flush the body. Exercise, remember the 80-20 rule, 80% of this is your diet and lifestyle, 20% is exercise. But if you can get it at least in 3 times a week, and the new studies now are showing even as little as 10 minutes, just you want it, if you can go hardcore, 80% of max heart rate, if you go hardcore for 10 minutes, it doesn't have to be these big old long workout sessions. So pick something. Even working and concentrating and going really hardcore at something like yoga, just some form of muscle movement, muscle focus that increases your heart rate, even short term, will be good. And it's, you know, essentially, if you just kind of follow this, the whole key is laid out right here in front of you. That is how you're going to get your weight off in 2017. And then your body metabolism just kind of hits a baseline, and you sort of self corrects, and your Dynamax will help you maintain that. Your lights on, your lights off. If you want to make a great workout, throw some before in. Keep the Maximize going for your gut and your probiotic. The meal replacement is there. One thing I do want to point out about that meal replacement, that is whey protein, that is not gluten, so that people get that confused. And also, it was just as little as decreasing your diet, 300 to 400 calories. This is an important point. Which that's what everybody starts to do when they diet, right? Especially if you're not doing it with enough protein, you will lose muscle first over fat. And we don't want that. We don't want that for our spinal cord. We don't want to lose our core. That's hard on our back, our abdominal muscles. We don't want to weaken anywhere. And so the whey protein is a very good way to offset that. So anybody on a diet, anybody in my practice on a diet, I have them on a whey protein shake. Anybody. I did want to bring that up, since it's very important, and it's why we decided to pull the not leave that out. Again, I love the appetite control for satiety, and it works. It works on that serotonin, not only on hunger addiction, sugar addiction, but all kinds of addiction, and as well as moods. So it has a large range of things that it covers. So, Joni, I think that about wraps up what I kind of wanted to cover tonight. I hope I didn't babble too fast, or I hope I gave you some good tidbits, and maybe you can, if you missed something, you can get back on the back office and get to the PowerPoint.